Welcome in. This session is all about that classic old-school jungle and early D&B hook, where the lead isn't a big synth melody, it's a sampled riff that talks back to itself. Call response, and we're going to build it in a way that feels performable in session view. Then we'll record the jam into arrangement and tighten it like a proper drop section. We're working intermediate today, so I'm going to assume you already know your way around basic clip launching, warping, and making a drum loop. The focus is phrasing, texture, and controlled chaos. First, set the vibe so everything you do locks into jungle phrasing. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 172. I like 170 as a sweet spot. Then go into preferences, record warp launch, and make sure create fades on clip edges is on. That tiny setting saves you from a bunch of clicks later, especially when we start chopping and retriggering. Now look up top and live and set global launch quantization to 1 bar. That means when you trigger scenes, everything lands in a clean, DJ-friendly way. Jungle is basically built out of 8-bar sentences, so the more you respect that grid, the easier it is to make it feel legit. Alright, step 1. Drums. We need a simple but solid foundation, because the riff is going to be doing a lot of personality work. Make a group called Drums, and put 2 tracks inside it. First track is an auto track for your break. Drag in an Amen-style break or any classic jungle break that already has attitude. Warp it in beats mode. Set preserve to transients, and set the envelope somewhere around 15-30%. If your break starts sounding like it's being chewed up, back off the envelope. If it's too loose, push it a bit. Then add drum bus on that break track. Don't go nuclear here. Drive around 5-15%. Prench around 10-25%. Boom, keep it low, like 0-10%. Because jungle breaks get tubby fast and you'll regret it when the bass comes in. Second drum track, a drum rock for kick and snare reinforcement. Pick a tight kick and a crisp snare that screams 90s rave. Program it simple. Snare on beats 2 and 4, kick on 1, and maybe a little pickup depending on your break pattern. This is not the moment to write a fancy modern kick pattern. You're reinforcing the break, not replacing it. Optional, but I recommend it. Group the break and the kick snare, and put a glue compressor on the drum group. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2-1. You're aiming for 1-3 dB of gain reduction, just to make the whole drum picture feel like one machine. Cool. Step 2. Bass bed. Keep it rolling, keep it simple. It's not the star today. Make a MIDI track called Bass and load Waveatable. Set oscillator 1 to saw, oscillator 2 to saw. Detune it slightly. Add a little unison, like 2-4 voices, just enough to widen without getting blurry. Put a low-pass 24 dB filter on it, add a touch of drive, like 10-20%. After that, add saturator in analog clip mode, drive it 2-6 dB. Then EQ 8, cut the useless sub-rumble below about 25-30 Hz. If it's getting boxy, gently tame 200-400 Hz. You should now have drums that slap and a bass that rolls, but neither is over-designed. Perfect. Now the fun part, the riff source. This is your hook identity. Pick a short sample with character, a rave stab, a minor chord hit, a vocal hey or come, or even a resampled synth note that you bounced earlier. Drop it into simpler on a MIDI track called Riff. If it's a single stab, use classic mode. Set voices to 1 so it stays mono and tight. Trim the start so it hits right away. But here's a very old school trick. Don't make it too perfect. Try a tiny start offset so the transient isn't super pristine. That slightly late or softened edge is part of the crunchy sampler illusion. If your sample is longer and has multiple moments you want to trigger, slice mode is a good option. But for this lesson, classic mode with 1 strong hit is the fastest route to results. Now we build the crunchy sampler texture, and we do it with stock devices. The goal is grit and character without killing the groove. On the riff track, add redux first. Start with downsample around 3.0, then bit reduction somewhere between 8 and 12. Keep it subtle, then set dry slash wet around 20-50%. Teacher note. This is where people ruin the sound. If you crank redux to instant video game, the riff stops punching through the drums. We want crunch, not collapse. After redux, add saturator. Soft sine or analog clip both work. Drive 3-8 dB. Turn soft clip on most of the time, because it helps keep the peaks controlled in a very D&B-friendly way. Then EQ 8. High pass the riff somewhere between 120 and 250 Hz so it doesn't fight your bass and break. If it's harsh, dip 2-5 kHz a little. If it got too dull after all that processing, add a tiny shelf around 8-10 kHz. Tiny. You're not mastering, you're sculpting. Next, add auto filter for movement. Pick LP12 or band pass. Add a little envelope so the sound has a pluck or a bite when it hits. We'll automate cutoff later, and if you like performing, this is a great parameter to map to a macro. Then a short reverb. Think small rave room, not big cinematic hall. Decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds, dry slash wet 8 to 18%, and absolutely use the reverb's internal EQ to cut the lows below about 200 Hz. Low-end reverb is how you lose jungle punch in about 10 seconds. At this point, play a few notes on the riff and make sure it's crunchy but still rhythmic. If it feels late or flabby, reduce reverb, reduce dry slash wet on redux, or tighten the sample start. Now we write the call clip. This is the phrase the listener learns first. Make a one-bar MIDI clip on the riff track and name it Call 1. Put the hits mostly on off beats, and try to place them in the gaps around the snare. A classic approach is to avoid landing right on the snare transient, because the snare is the king in this style. Let the riff dance around it. If you want a concrete starting point, aim for a syncopated pattern with a hit around the end of 1, another toward beat 3, and maybe a quick extra hit just before the end of the bar. Keep it simple enough that if you loop it, you can hum it after 2 repeats. Then add micro groove. In the groove pool, try an MPC-style swing or even extract a groove from your break and apply it subtly, like 10 to 25%. This is one of those it doesn't sound like much until you bypass it moves. Now we make the response clips. This is where the riff starts talking back. Duplicate the call clip a few times and rename them so you can actually perform them without thinking. Response A, response B, response C, response D. And each response should have one main idea. Don't do everything at once, or it'll just sound like random edits. Response A is pitch, classic jungle move. Keep the first hit the same pitch so it connects to the call, then transpose 1 or 2 later hits down 3 or 5 semitones. That answering lower feel is instantly old school. Response B is retrigger or stutter. Take one hit and turn it into a quick 1/32 or even 1/64 repeat, but keep it short. It should feel like a hype fill, not like your MIDI editor got stuck. If you hear clicking, go into simpler and add a tiny fade in. That one setting fixes most stutter clicks. Response C is filter sweep. Open the clip envelopes, find auto filter, then frequency, and draw a quick rise in the last quarter of the bar leading into the next phrase. That creates forward motion without adding notes. Response D is the dubby space 1, the delay throw. Make a return track and name it DUB. Put echo on it. Set time to 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Feedback around 25 to 45%. Filter it. High pass around 250 Hz, low pass around 6 to 8 kHz so it sits behind the dry riff. Now in the response D clip, automate the send to DUB only on the last hit. That's the whole trick. Dry riff. Then one throw that trails off like someone just opened the room up for a second. Teacher note, limit your throws. If every bar has a throw, nothing feels special. A good rule is no more than 2 throws per 8 bars. Now we build scenes, because the big concept today is session view as a performance system that becomes your arrangement. Create scenes in 8 bar blocks. Label them like they do a job, not just scene 1 forever. Start with something like scene 1 is intro, drums and bass only, no riff. Give the listener a bar or 2 to lock into the break. Scene 2 is statement. Add the call clip, keep it readable. Scene 3 is convo. Alternate call and response A every bar. So it's literally call, response, call, response. Scene 4 is heat. Bring in the stutter response, and sprinkle in an occasional delay throw response. Scene 5 can be peak or push. More filter sweeps, maybe one stutter fill at the end of bar 8 to turn the page. And here's a really important coaching idea. Pick a conversation length and stick to it for a while. One bar call, one bar response is fast and classic. Two bars call, two bars response is more lyrical. Or my favorite very jungle structure. One bar call, one bar response, then two bars of gap where the drums talk. That negative space makes the break sound bigger without touching any levels. Also, don't forget your secret weapons. Clip start and loop length. You can keep the same MIDI notes, but nudge a clip start by a 1/16th and suddenly the response feels new. Or set a response clip loop length to 3/4 of a bar or 1.5 bars so it phases against your 2-bar drum loop. That polymetric drift is a sneaky way to get movement that still sounds intentional. Now, when you're ready, we record the performance into arrangement. Hit global record, launch your scenes and play it like an instrument for 32 to 64 bars. Don't aim for perfection. Aim for vibe and phrasing. Then stop and switch to arrangement view. Now you edit like a pro. Find the best 16 to 32 bars where the story makes sense. Consolidate it. Cut obvious mistakes. Make sure something turns the page every 8 bars, because DNB listeners expect punctuation, a fill, a dropout, a throw, a mute, a little turnaround. If clip launching created overlaps or messy note lengths, shorten notes, clean edges, and rely on those clip fades you enabled earlier. Now add the old school lift. This is where it starts sounding like a real drop instead of a loop. Add a super low ride or shaker layer, or chopped hat pattern that just pushes energy forward. Add a crash or impact every 8 or 16 bars. Add a quick vocal one-shot right before a response phrase, like a hey to introduce the answer. And if you want a riser, keep it simple. Noise into an auto filter sweep is enough. One more advanced but very effective trick. Make the response feel like a different speaker. Not by changing notes, but by changing tone. For call clips, let them be a little brighter and wider. For response clips, pull the filter down slightly and maybe reduce reverb, so the answer feels darker and tighter. It's like two characters trading lines.